Record. Okay, everyone, this is Kathleen Sweeney from BookBrush. She's here to talk to us about hourly concepts. Russell and I are both really excited about hourly concepts for many reasons. And we'll kind of talk about those as we go. So, Kathleen, did you want to share a little bit about yourself as well?
Sure thing. So I'm Kathleen Sweeney with BookBrush. I'm the marketing director and the fun one, customer service manager, janitor, and all the things. So I love showing off anything BookBrush related. Today we'll focus on hourly concepts. So BookBrush as a whole wants to serve authors in all parts of your writing journey. And we know there are a lot of do-it-yourself things, but there are some things that either don't bring you joy, you don't like doing, or you just don't have the time. And that's where our hourly concepts can come in.
Hang on,
So
can you
that's
go back for a second? Because like I have a feeling that at least one person on this call doesn't know what BookBrush is. So could you go a little bit before you go
Of
to hourly
course.
concepts?
Where should you
Awesome.
start? You should start at the beginning. That's a very good
I
place
know
to
when you
start.
have like 2 or 3 a week, like webinars and such. It's but every time I do
Absolutely.
it, I'm like, wow, I don't recognize any of the people on this call. I guess I need to tell you who I am. So.
I see some friendly names, not the faces, but I see some of my BookBrush family on here, so I'm pretty excited. So, taking a step back, BookBrush itself is an online platform that we designed specifically for authors. We've been around for about 4.5 years, and it's primarily a do-it-yourself platform. So we have things for you to make all the social media graphics for all the different platforms, either with handy templates or do it yourself from scratch. Both of them are pretty awesome. We have instant mockups. We have nearly 250 3D versions to make your book. So if you're like, where do people take their ebook cover and magically make it 3D? You can just do that on the BookBrush platform. So it's bookbrush.com. Oh, and Russell's going to show it for us. Awesome. So when
Oh.
you hop on, you can do a free account. If you're new to BookBrush land, you can create and download 15 images for free, which is a great place to start. And then we have paid plans, which are plus, gold, and platinum. They're all paid yearly. And there's a bunch of those 3D versions for your book. You can create box set graphics. The instant mockups are like those cool flat lays that people love. On any of our paid single author plans, which we are right here, pause there for me, you can create an unlimited number of images and download them. So you can really ramp up your social media presence with all of these different things. People really enjoy using that part of it. You can do book trailers, you can make a lot of cool things, but then we also know that sometimes time is money, and you want to hire somebody else. It's like, I've got a guy, but you can't find a guy. We can be your guy. So you can hire us with the hourly concept side, and we're like a VA for you. You submit projects, and we make the magic happen. You can do things yourself, but sometimes it's like, you know what? A designer has that eye. What you're probably good at is writing books, and that's fine. You maybe used up all your creativity writing, and so you can hire us for those other types of projects. And here's the hourly concepts that he's got up here. Was there a question in the chat, though? Oh, Tom just said, if you're not familiar, check it out. So that's awesome. Thank you for your two cents.
And I'm gonna, I'll add mine. Oh, go ahead, Russell,
One of the
please.
cool things is for the hourly concepts, they can do maps. I know a ton of people like want maps. Like I'm definitely going to get some maps of some of my worlds done. But like I've tried all of them. I'm not going to name any of the other ones that I've tried, but easily the easiest one to use is BookBrush. Like
Are you talking about the
it's
mock-ups?
Yeah, other mockup sites and other. I haven't used hourly concepts, but like compared to some of the competitors, they are like zero headache instead of other ones are can kind of get you what you want, but like you have to manipulate a lot of things and a lot of different ways to make it work. And it's very simple with BookRush. I really appreciate that.
We love to hear it. And actually, here's what we tell people. There are a lot of really great design tools out there, but they're not designed specifically for authors. So when you come into BookBrush, every time you turn around, everything in there is author related and is something that authors can need, can make, want to make, need, all those things right there in one handy marketing toolbox. That's what the BookBrush platform is for.
Yeah, I want to throw my two cents into you. I've been a BookBrush user for several years at this point, and I pretty much use it for everything. And I agree with Russell. I've tried a number of other ones, and it is just not easy. Like it is not as easy as BookBrush. And I have lots of Photoshop experience and like all of that, but like I will always like I just like I was doing some images for my website store like a couple days ago, and I was like I just went on BookBrush and like immediately you have like 30 images that you can use, and you can pick which ones like look good for your layout, and it's just great. And that is not what we're here to talk about, but I do because I know we're not like pushing the BookBrush stuff, but I do just want to say like if you're not familiar with BookBrush, they are fantastic for this. So they're great at the mockups. And so now we'll talk about hourly concepts, which is also extremely cool.
Well, no, I think you were right. We should start with BookBrush because why are we here? Where did we come from? So we'd love to have you stop in and check out our free plan if you are new to BookBrush. And for those, I see Pauline just said huge BookBrush fan. And I even have some of Pauline's things in my slides and samples. So we are on a roll here.
Awesome.
So
do you want to drop a link for, is it just a regular link to the website or do you have a special link for?
For BookBrush itself would be just our regular one. And I'm going to put it in
the thing. It's just bookbrush.com.
Yeah, that is it.
All right. Sorry. Now you have a present. I want to see all the pretty pictures. So let's get to it.
All right. So I think what we'll do is do a little overview of hourly concepts. So we'll jump in there and then we can look at some samples and things. I just get so excited about showing off all the things. So we'll talk about hourly concepts in general. This is the what we call cost-effective, fast turn time, and easy-to-use process where you hire us to do the graphics. We find the graphic designers. You work directly with me or with CJ as your project managers. You just submit your projects, and if you can dream it, we can create it. It's a subscription-based service, so you would be signing up for 1 month to start. And it's in an hourly process. So you'll do plans that are 5 hours a month, 10 hours, and this is hours of design time. It goes up to 30 hours a month. If you need more, we can always work something out. And then the different projects are priced by hours. So we'll just talk a little bit how it works, and then I'll show you some of the cool things that I know you want to order starting this afternoon, right? So we will talk about step one. You submit your request. Our designers are ready all the time. So they are, and actually they're always itching to start your projects and they're eager to do it. So once you submit that, we review your form. Each type of project has a different form because we need to know different things about different types of projects. So the forms are project specific. You'll send that in. We review. If we have questions, we'll get in touch most of the time. And I'm going to credit this to you all being authors. It's so well written. You already know what to tell us because you're writers. So you can write us a little book in there. My favorite question on any project is, tell us anything else you'd like us to know about your project. That's like a gold mine for us. So tell us those things in there. And then that all helps us bring your vision to life. And so we start creating. And step three is you have a design. It's usually a 3 to 4 day turnaround. It could be up to a week, but usually you have those right back into your hands very quickly. So I'm going to do a PowerPoint.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Of course you can. Bring it.
Okay. First, how long is the turnaround from like the request to like, how quickly do you guys get back to it?
Typically it goes right into the queue. And if we don't have questions, you'll probably have, now some of them have a revision that is included. Most of the time you just get your final design and that can be within like 3 days or so. So it's nice and quick. We can work with you in your crunch time.
Okay. So when you say 3 to 4 days, you don't mean 3 to 4 days to get a review. You mean 3 to 4 days for it to be completed and you getting the final design back up.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. That's one of our things. We want to be speedy for you all.
Okay. And so so the process is you get the form, you write out like everything you need to spec, and then you send it in. And there's no, it's really only if you have questions. The designer, if the designer has questions, they will get back to you. But otherwise, you got to get everything into the spec and make sure it's like kind of what you want. But otherwise, yes. If it comes back, there's not necessarily a revision on everything. Right?
Not everything has one. You can always request a revision. If it's one that you have a new idea after you get it back, it's just a 30-minute revision cost your process. And so, we can always make changes. If it's something that we missed, I mean, we're pretty on top of it, but we, of course, will fix it and you don't have to pay for the revision there.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
So, yep. So I think I'm going to jump into the PowerPoint and just talk about some of the fun and nifty things that we have. So We got to go to view. All right. So we do it for you service. You don't have to do it yourself. So potentially, potential projects here. And I said it before, if you can dream it, we can create it. So I'll just go over different things that we create for you. So we can do a box set graphic. Now that is a graphic. There's no elves in the background making you a real box, but the graphic is perfect for putting on social media. You can use it if you're selling your eBooks as a box set. It communicates visually that it is a box set. And then we can do all of these different things here, cover reveal teasers. You've got your social ads. I'll talk about social ads for a second. And some of these we can talk about the hours. The social ads are a 1 hour project, and you'll let us know the size. So if you need it to be square or you want a horizontal for Facebook, you'll put in the specifications. There's a spot to tell us what books are included. You upload your covers. If you have a special font that you want to be included, you can tell us the font. You can upload it if you want it to match and stay on brand for your graphics. You'll tell us if there's a call to action in there and any wording that you want and colors that are on brand for you. We always have you supply your book blurb too, because that really helps our design team get in tune with you and what your book is about.
Can I ask a question about this?
You always can. Okay, the answer is always yes, Russell. You can jump in.
let's say I have a BookBrush account. Like, can I, let's say, start with a book, like the book mock up myself, and then say, and then you guys can go in and make it other things. Like, is there like a process for like kind of doing some of it myself and then some of it with you?
Typically this is more turnkey where we do all those things for you, but I usually don't like to say no. So chances are in the section where you can upload, because you can upload pieces for us to use, you could upload that and say, I put this together, but I don't know where to go from here. And we could work on something like that. So I just have, awesome. You know, different people, and I'll give you a link to book a consultation with me directly afterwards in the next, you know, couple weeks or whenever is good for you. I know we've got the big holiday on Monday. So, you know,
do you want me to drop that link now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I have it. Okay. And I will also, I'll also make it like a shorter link so that we can say it out loud just for, cause we usually do podcast replay. So let me just grab that real quick.
Okay. Perfect. So what she's going to put in the link is just for a free 30-minute consultation to talk about how hourly concepts would work for you and the things you might have in mind.
Yes. Anyone's listening to this should at least book the call, because for instance, I'm a do it yourself kind of guy. Like I like too. To do a lot of stuff myself, but every time I'm about 20 or 40% through the process, I'm like, I have reached my limit of do it myself in this. And I'm like for instance, especially with Kickstarter, when you're doing now, Kickstarter has all of the rewards, and all of the rewards need graphic. And like, I'm fine up to that point, but I loathe this new feature. Like, it's great for making money, but it is horrible. So like, I can do a lot of the like generating a one image, but then there's like, you know, sometimes there's 20 images that have to go into one big production, and I'm like, I lose my mind at that point to do these big pieces. So whether you are like, I want no part of it, or I want all the part of it, there's some part of this that, like, I saw, for instance, maps and a lot of other stuff that's just like ancillary, especially, I'm a Kickstarter person, but also like Substack, or there's all of these things that like recipes or like whatever, like you need graphics for these pieces. And I've never met a graphic designer who liked every part of the graphic design process. There's always at some point, like they've made the first image and they're like, now I have to duplicate 400 iterations of this. And like, nobody likes that part whatever that part is to you. I think that this could be really helpful to anyone at any part of the process.
Okay. So if you want to book that call with Kathleen, so first of all, if you're on the call live, feel free to ask your questions in the Q&A. I see one right now. That's a great question. We'll get to that. But if you are listening to this afterwards, or if you are watching this afterwards, you can book that call at writermba.com /hourly concepts. So yeah, again, writermba.com/hourly concepts, and you can book a call with Kathleen to get kind of like the personalized spiel as well about like how this can help you and like what you can actually do with it, and talk about your own specific needs for your business.
Ooh, this is a good question. I think we should go for it now.
It's a great question. If you're okay,
I never would have thought of this question, okay. Can you talk about how BookBrush uses current best practices and ROI on things like BookBrush ads? Because pretty doesn't necessarily work. So, like, how do you combine effectiveness, and what are you doing to do research to make the BookBrush ads as effective as possible?
So we have this secret designer hourly concepts Bible that I can't share with you that our design team uses. So we have packed a lot of research into, you know, what makes, there's generally things people know about BookBub ads. And you know, if you're going to pay for that and have that kind of thing, you've got one shot. It's tiny. It's 300 by 250 pixels. You want to make this really powerful. And so our team knows, obviously, the basics. A pretty large, as straight-facing possible book, bold call to action, simple words, powerful. So those are the things that lots of people know, but we have all these things in the background for our design team to take into account. I'm going to jump down to the Amazon A Plus just as a different example. They have totally different guidelines for them to follow when they're creating the Amazon A Plus content because it's a different kind of image. So we have lots of research in the background, and those are the things that they're following. And we put that all together. So they're designers, but we have the presence in the author niche. So combining that together with a really great design team and people who are on tap with the things that are the trends in the book world, really pull it together. So I don't really want to spill the secret sauce, but they have everything in the background to put these things together.
No, but you make a really good point, because everyone wants to make it look pretty, but no one wants to be in the background doing the research and keeping on top of what the trend is for Facebook and all of these things to make it good. Like, I know what I like, but what I like and what actually will convert best is almost never the same thing.
Yeah, I'm almost like, don't tell me the secret sauce. Just like, know the secret sauce. Like, that's enough for me. Like, I just want like the graphic to be done. And I have to do some BookBub ads. So I'm like, okay, I need to like just go sign up for this because I don't want to do them.
And BookBub ads are only a 1 hour project. So,
great.
Yeah. So if you have lots to do, that will be perfect. And I also want to take it a step further in that they pay attention to the trends that are genre specific too. So your ads aren't going to be a one size fits all. If you have a horror book and then you have a sweet romance, they're going to make sure it appeals to the audience with the colors and the themes and the things there too.
Yeah, and this is a great, also because I like making Facebook ad graphics because I understand them, but I hate making any other graphic for any other kind of thing because I just am not as familiar with the ad program. So even being able to say, I already have my Facebook ads covered, but like, can you guys do these things and like A Plus content? I have like no interest in doing any of those things. Same. So like all of this stuff is so good to just pull out one part of it even, and can be very valuable.
And just to clarify, like, you could do a Facebook ad mock-up, right? Like, even though it's not listed here, like
under social ads, that would be Instagram, Facebook, all those kinds of things. And those are 1 hour. Yep. So when you choose social, then within that form, you tell us the platform where you're intending to place it and those kinds of things. And we'll take it from there.
Okay. Sounds amazing. So there's one other question. People are asking about their genres and stuff. So somebody wanted to know how much experience BookBrush has with poetry. And is it different from fiction genre readers?
So it's probably going to be different. And it also would depend on what type of poetry. It's interesting because we've been doing a recent batch of some nonfiction stuff too. So, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows, and those things have been turning out nicely too. So if there's something we're not sure of, our team can research the recent trends as they're working on it. So we make sure that it's on point for you. And I wanted to circle back to what Russell was saying, is he likes making certain ads, but he dreads the other ones. We have a lot of Russells over here who do that. They use BookBrush to make the things they like and or that they have fun doing and they feel turn out pretty decent. And then they also use their hourly concepts plan for us to do the other things that they feel not, they're not as skilled at, or they don't have the time to learn. Like maybe they don't want to learn how in the world to do Amazon A plus content, and that's all right. We'll do it for you. So you don't have to just be in one camp or the other. We have a lot of people who dovetail on both. All right. We'll keep rolling here.
That's what's great. To me, this is great about like you have a self-service side and a full service side.
Yeah. We're here for you wherever you're at in your writing journey, where and even in different parts of your time. Like sometimes you maybe have more time than money. Sometimes you have a little more money than time, whichever the thing is, we'll jump in. So I'm just going to do a tiny talk on Amazon A plus here. So it can hook potential readers. This is what it looks like. The most popular are those three stacked modules, but when you submit your request, you can choose if you want the three stacked modules, four stacked. There's also one with quote boxes, which we have here. So I'll show you a couple of different examples. Here are two other completely different genres. The one on the left has the larger top module. When you get these, if you're not that familiar with Amazon A+, you need three individual images, and that's what we deliver. So where those lines are, you have the three, but we also give you a thumbnail so you know how it goes together. So you get all put in there, right?
Could you just talk a little bit about what A+ is? Because a lot of our people are in comics and such and like don't know what just even what A+ yes. is or where it lives on your page. Cool.
Absolutely. So about 3 years ago, Amazon gave access to people who have access to their own KDP dashboard to put things in the from the publisher section. So you didn't have to have a publisher to be able to populate that section anymore. The most popular, let's see what the next one is here. Well, either any of these three stack modules, and people were scrambling, like, how do I make three images individual that flow really nicely and don't look like a hot mess? And so we built a version where you could do them yourself in BookBrush. And then when we developed Hourly Concepts, we created this for you. So it doesn't cost you anything extra to put it on your Amazon page, but it's a really great spot to, as this says, hook potential readers. If you, we'll go up to this one, choose one with quote boxes. It can enhance your author credibility, which is really great. So you're just putting these in there. And then I think the next one, this is also really critical. And I think key, if you have a series, so this author has a series of five books. She had us do a separate set of Amazon A+ for each book. However, the third module has all five. It's brilliant because no matter which page they land on, they see there are five books. So, ooh, I need to read those other ones. Maybe they landed on book three in the first place. These are in each an individual project where she submitted text that corresponded with each book and they're color-coded. So if you look on the left, the bottom book is red. And so it's Amazon A plus content had a red theme. And then we did all the ones in the middle. And then you can see we ended up the one on the right has the green theme. So that made her whole set really pull together. And yes. That's if you scroll down on the page of each book on Amazon, where it says from the publisher, you'll see these right there. And it's nice because you can call out extra tropes that maybe weren't there that people really like to read and things like that.
Yes. So this is, aside from the rewards on Kickstarter, the thing I hate most in the entire world about graphics is making A-plus content. Like it is, I do not do well with this, like making things stack. So I love this idea, especially the, I have a 2 12 book series. So this is very appealing to me.
We would love to do those for you. So let's talk. So yes, Amazon A-plus. So we'll go past that. Another thing, are those really big retractable banners? If you're doing an in-person event, you can hire us to do that. These are some samples that we put together that people have ordered. We can do the QR code. So the third one over with Rebecca Zanetti, for example, has the QR code. You're obviously sending in your own pictures, and the one on the far left and the far right, those have the author right in there. So those are a neat option that you really, if you're going to order one, I mean, we're going to send you the file and you'll send it to a printer, but you want it to be amazing. You don't want it to look kind of average, because this is your banner. It's huge. It's standing at your table. So that's a really good project to invest in Hourly Concepts.
Yes. And for those of you who do conventions, you'll know how easy it is to do this badly, because you walk through a convention and they're almost all bad. And a lot of it's hard to get the resolution right. It's hard to make it pop out. It's hard to make it stand out. And like a lot of people, like there's a lot that goes into it. And so even this is absolutely worth it, because you don't only get one shot, but like every time you do it, you're probably going to have it for an entire year or an entire season. So, and also if you do it really well, like a lot of my friends, like they actually sell their banners at shows and they'll like sign it. And like, so if it's really good, maybe even someone, one of your big fans will want to take it off your hands at the end of a season.
How cool would that be? They want their life-size picture of you. Make sure it's one with you on it if you're going to give it away. All right. So those are retractable banners. We could also do the small tabletop size too if you want. But these are the some examples of the really big ones. Author logos are a project that we do in Hourly Concepts. And this one is a five-hour project, and it comes with three samples to begin with and two complimentary revisions, because we know with your author logo, it really needs to be what you want and on brand for you. One thing I want to talk about, this Headstrong, keep in mind, it doesn't have to be your personal brand. That is a band in a book. So you could create a logo for something that's a theme in your book. If you have a band, if you have a restaurant, think of how many people you see out there wearing a Hogwarts or a Gryffindor shirt. That's not even real. You know, they have logos. So you can get started on that same path with logos for things in your book. And that can be a really cool idea too.
And that's great for merchandising. So I know a lot of people are doing web stores now and doing and Kickstarter as well. But if you have cool stuff that is kind of inside joke with your audience that you're doing through subscriptions, web stores, Kickstarter, any of that, it really makes a lot of sense to get it professionally created.
When you're talking about that, for your Kickstarter rewards, once you had a logo for something that exists in your book, you could do a lot of cool things, keychains, all that merch with that logo, and use it as your rewards in Kickstarter. So very cool.
Someone says, wait, Hogwarts isn't real?
Ooh, I spilled the beans. Let's not talk about the tooth fairy or anything. Let's keep moving. Yeah. All right. So here's some examples of social ads. These are square, but we can obviously do the horizontal and things like that. And then we had just samples of animated book covers, but those, I'm going to come out of this. I saved a file folder because sometimes in the PowerPoint, they get wonky. So I'm going to do them in a different folder for you here. I saved up all kinds of cool stuff here. So I'm going to switch and go to the portfolio page next. So here are more examples. If you're interested, and let me just grab this link and put it in the chat for everybody. This page is really fun when you're shopping for what you want. So there's a lot more examples of Amazon A+, if that's your jam, more logo. And then one of our newest cool things is lights, camera, action, movie posters. So you could actually submit a request with everything in your book, and we make a movie poster out of it. So the producer is you. The characters listed are like it's starring the people in your book. And this is really cool as a reward for your Kickstarter, for swag items. So make your book into a movie poster. And this is Pauline Bear Jones. I know she's on the call, or she was earlier. Here's another one.
That's incredible.
I love these.
I feel like Dana seemed to have her movie poster as the cover that she did also for hers, like book. So it can be a special cover or a variant cover that you have also.
Absolutely. The sky's the limit. Once you have the movie poster, it can take any book and just make it seem glossier and cooler. Yeah. We do also do book covers, custom covers. So if you need that kind of thing, we are doing all things in the author niche. And then what we really wanted to talk about here are the Kickstarter campaigns. And I have a whole special PDF up here. You can link it here, but I also pulled it up. So here's where we'll talk about what's included in your Kickstarter if you do the whole entire package in Hourly Concepts. So we do talk about what's a Kickstarter. I think a lot of your folks know. If you want to do a tiny overview, you can. You're the Kickstarter folks. So let me know if you want to.
Well, I just want to ask about this. Someone just said they're going to definitely check you out for the movie posters, but I'm betting you could do a movie poster and a movie trailer type trailer and marry those two together as like one experience, right?
Yep. And so I'm thinking that you would submit the projects differently because we need to know about the backgrounds that you want in your trailer and things like that. But if you submit them at the same time, we'll make sure the same designer has them and you can say, hey, I want these two to coordinate. So let's make sure that these have the same look and feel and the same faces and things like that, same fonts. But yeah, yes, that would be super cool. Like here's the movie poster and look, there's like a trailer for it too.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be really fun. And like just one of the themes that we talk about in the future of publishing is immersive. And so making these immersive experiences are very hard to do by yourself because there are only so many hours in a day, but they are not so hard if you have a team as well. So Kickstarter, for those who may not know, is a funding platform. We call it a fan service platform with a time-based mechanic where you have somewhere between 1 and 60 days to fund a project. Those projects have to be creating a good, either physical or virtual, but there has to be something, a book, a comic, a play, a something. And one of the biggest things for specifically for authors that is seriously lacking in their Kickstarters are imagery. The average successful Kickstarter campaign has 11 images. The average book campaign that I see has, I don't know, can you go below zero? Like, it's just like big blocks of text. And it makes for a suboptimal viewing experience.
I love your words. I think you made up do-it-yourselfness earlier, something like that. And I was like, okay, this is wasn't quite that, but it was something equally fun. So here's just when he said 11 plus images for successful campaigns, here's what's included in our Kickstarter project. So you can order this whole thing and it's pretty awesome. We can also do these individually if you just need the video, if you need certain things, we can work out how you'd order those one by one. But in the entire Kickstarter package, which is a 30-hour project, you get your project image. This one is super important because this is what's going to clearly represent everything. That's what people are going to see when they share it on social media, and you hope it's getting shared. So you want that to be really awesome. If that's the first thing people see, that's something you want a designer to do, if possible, so that it really captures your brand and looks professional. For the video, that's like a book trailer type thing. So we're going to put that together. It tells what you're raising funds for. You could actually submit like a little video of yourself, and we can embed it in there if you want to be talking to them. There's a lot of options for that. And it's great to tell them, why do you care about the project and why should they care about the project? So we'll talk. That'd be really awesome. And then Russell's, the bane of his existence, the reward images, right?
Mine are so ugly. Those are so pretty. I love them.
Everything here is so pretty. Yeah, it's great.
So you would get up to 10 images because you can have up to 10 rewards, and you'll just specify. The reason this is really great to do it through BookBrush Hourly Concepts, if you're an author, is a lot of your rewards are going to be book related, and we have all those templates. So if you have an audiobook version or you're giving away ebook or any of those things, we can easily make the proper template. So when you're submitting these, this is a big project to submit. You tell us each of your rewards, and then we make sure that the fonts are matching and everything looks really slick when you're putting your Kickstarter together. And then the header cards, don't sleep on these. These need to be really nice and simple, but on brand. And these are what's going to break your story into the sections. And you have up to 10 of these as well. You get one supporting image included. I don't know if you can see this very well. Let's just make this really big.
I think they call them trope cards. I love them. They're new. They're like something that I just have just seen in the past like 6 or 8 months, but like I love them so much.
Yeah, they've been popular elsewhere. We're seeing them on Kickstarter a lot now.
Gotcha. We call them here internally the adorably flirty arrows. I love them. And so when you put those in, it just helps pull the whole thing together, and you'll tell us what you want to call out on those, and we can put it together so it looks really awesome. So we do recommend that one, but you can also, if you have other things that you want to highlight in there, but you do get a supporting image and then a swag item. This can be something that you're including in your Kickstarter. So that could be the movie poster if you want to do stickers. So we've listed a lot of cool options here. I'm going to make this nice and big. Bookmark, movie poster, sticker, magnet, mouse pad. And if you want to think up some other cool thing, just let us know and we can help you create that too for your project.
And just to clarify, there's a question. So it's all designer, like custom design work, right? Like none of this is really using like the BookBrush templates. It's all custom design.
Right. So you'll have a designer doing your project, and some of the things they don't even design in BookBrush. So they use Photoshop. So we have BookBrush and it's a great tool and it's nice and easy to use. But we also know that sometimes designers use other platforms. And so our design team may use other things to put this together for you so that it's top notch.
Okay.
So it's not going to look like everybody else's. Nope.
Yeah, and then do the designers use AI? That's the question.
No, it's just not something that we're getting into with these things right here. They are using just different kinds of tools like the book templates and things like that. So we aren't using AI for these.
All right, sounds good.
Yep. So there's the Kickstarter, and then we'll hop back over here. Any other questions on this that either Russell, Monica, or I could try to answer?
Well, so I know you said, so first of all, this package looks amazing. So I just want to say that. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so easy compared to like what it could be for me to personally do all of this by myself. And you said it's a 30-hour project, right? So is that
Yes.
something where, because I know like some of the subscriptions are like 5 hours or 10 hours. Is it something where you can buy extra hours on top of your subscription, or can you do like the hours roll over, or like how do you get to 30 hours without being on the 30-hour plan 12 months a year?
Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about the pricing for just a little bit. So this is monthly. You could also buy it for just 1 month. So if what you need is the 30-hour plan to do the Kickstarter, that's just a 1 month. The other option would be if you believe you need like a 5 or 10 hour plan and you want to go month to month and keep that going, we could invoice you one time for the 30-hour plan. So you're not subscribing to that. So that's where we do the personal call. We figure out like we can do a little bit of a game plan. Like if you're thinking that you're going to do a 10-hour plan and you have, say, 7 books, we could help you think through like each month how you're going to pace yourself and order the Amazon A Plus and this. I mean, you can still do what you want, but it helps you budget your hours, if you will. They roll over month to month as long as your plan is active, but they just roll for 1 month. So if you have the 10-hour plan and you've used 9, then the next month when you get 10, we're going to do math, you'll have 11. So you'll have one left. It will roll. The next month, if you didn't use that extra one and you didn't use anything, you just have the 10 that roll. But there's so many things that you could put in for. Just pick something, and we'll make it happen for you. I don't want anybody to lose their hours. Now, if you do 5 or 10 or 20, you can also just buy an extra hour or two on your account page. So if you did a 10-hour plan and you're like, I just need one more hour to get something done this month, there's just an add hours and it's $30 for that extra hour to add it in.
Okay,
So
so
we
if you order the
oh.
5 hours just for the 5 hours, it's a little bit more expensive, right? That was what my question was
Well,
going for.
so
Yes.
5 hours is $25 per hour, which is really not bad. $25 per graphic, like a BookBub ad graphic, like that's quite good pricing. And then you would just pay $30 for, so it's really not even too big of a
Yes.
like
Well, I see
premium
down
or
here.
anything.
Yeah, I see. I can't read that low. So now I'm assuming it's a discounted from 150. So if you buy them on like just as a 5 hours, it's 150. But if you buy them in a recurring, then it's 125.
Oh,
We
okay.
actually have it all discounted for now.
Oh, gotcha.
We don't have it. So you would lock in the discount. Eventually we're gonna go to the full price, but we've been doing this. Let's see, when did we start talking about it with you, Russell? Probably about 5 months ago. And so for now we're locking in on the discount price. And that's the nice thing. If you keep renewing, you'll renew at the 125 or the 240, whatever you lock in at.
Okay,
But
so
I
if
don't.
I lock in on 10 hours, even if you
Yes.
raise it to 280, I'll get 240 for as long as I keep the plan.
Yeah, in perpetuity, as long as you keep the plan, it will be 240. So we want to honor your long-term commitment to us, and so we won't raise the price on you.
If you are at 10 hours, then it's 240 and it's locked in, and then you move to 20 hours, would you then have to switch to 899?
No. So there's
Oh.
a spot on your account page. I'm going to go into, let's pretend you're a book brusher. And
Okay.
so this is the book brush homepage. We'll go down on the left-hand side to hourly concepts. Takes a minute when you see it spinning there. It means the good things are happening here. So this is what the page looks like when you have a plan. It tells you how many hours you have, and you could always click to upgrade your plan and move either to add. So you could step up, pay a prorated amount. We can also work with you individually. So
Okay.
because these are specialized plans, we work however, whatever works for you. If you cancel, you just need to use up those hours in the month before your plan is up. Also, now today's interesting because it is the first of the month, but if you get excited and you buy this on the 6th, it will just renew on the 6th. So your new hours would come on whatever day you originally subscribed.
And someone asked, how many hours is a logo?
A logo is 5, and I'm gonna do our pricing menu, and I'm gonna put this in the chat too. So this helps you kind of think through, again, I think of it like a shopping list, or my kids go to the arcade and they're like, okay, what games cost how much money? Or tokens or whatever. So we talk in terms of design hours. So, and it's alphabetical. Amazon A+ is a 2-hour project. I'll still show you animated book covers and book trailers because those are really awesome. I was just eager to get to the Kickstarter. BookBub is an hour. Book covers 20.
Is that a wrap or is that just a front cover?
That would be for the front cover. So it's actually a basic package. You get the ebook cover and a cover reveal teaser, the transparent title and author name file. So that's nice for the formatting. And then you get a social media graphic and you can pick if it's Facebook or Twitter.
Cool.
I'm throwing a lot at you, but you know, it's recorded and you can always just meet with me and we'll sort out.
This is why you should all click on that link and
definitely.
Yeah. What was the short link was writermba.com/hourly-concepts, right?
Yes. No spaces. So yeah, I definitely think it's great to like meet about this if you're going to do it.
There I see a paperback wrap, 3 hours. I'm just getting ahead of myself because I'm so excited.
Yes. The retractable author banner is 3. The social ads are 1 hour. And the different videos are usually 2 hours. The book trailer up here is 3, though. And I'll show you some examples. And we didn't get to world building maps yet. Those are on the portfolio. We can do some amazing things with world building maps. And that's a 30-hour project. So let me go back to some of those samples here.
So I was just doing math on how much 30 hours would be if I hired one of my designers. And I was like, okay, because I didn't see the hours that like how many hours you got for each thing. And I was like, okay, like what's $1,500? This is about a third of what I would pay for like hiring a designer. And like, I definitely want that map. Like
that's what I was thinking too, because like it's $5.99 for 30 hours, and of course that's like a discounted price, as you said, Kathleen, but like when you look at Kickstarter, so that's $600. When you look at Kickstarter, we always say like set a $500 goal, and we have caveats to that, but it's like you should be able to make that money back really, really easily on your Kickstarter especially if you've done a Kickstarter before, you kind of know how it goes. But I mean, the average Kickstarter, like at this point, that's doing, you know, if the person's doing a pretty good job of it, is hitting like $4,000 or $5,000. Like that's, and I think in our course, which I know is kind of specialized, that data, those are people who like really know what they're doing, but they were hitting $6,000-$7,000. Like that's what our average was. So it's like $5.99 to drop on like getting all of those graphics done, is really not that much. It's very easy to make that kind of money back on your Kickstarter.
Yeah. And I would say the thing that separates like a $1,000 Kickstarter from a $5,000 Kickstarter, aside from audience, is graphics.
Like, it might be those graphics.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost assuredly, it's one of three things. Either you don't have any audience, your text on the page is confusing and sloppy and not concise, or your graphics are unappealing. Like one of those three things are true. And this kind of takes
at least
one of them
out.
Gone.
Yeah.
Like, one of them
it
out.
Can help you kind of lay things out. If you have some header images that are really on point, then people can follow along a little bit better and doesn't feel like your whole Kickstarter is convoluted. They know what to expect.
Right.
Yes, exactly. So I want to hear about the world building because I want to make a map now. So like,
so here's one of the world building maps. And so you fill out a form. Again, we need to know different things about world building maps than we obviously do for your book trailer. But this is a really cool project and you get to go back and forth. We go back and forth with you. It's not just a one and done because it's a 30-hour project. But what a cool thing to add into either for a swag item or have it printed in your book. It's just really cool. And there's not like a lot of places that you can get that done. So we were really excited to add those world building maps.
Well, I will say that I tried to use World Anvil and a lot of the like use yourself, and like it's a nightmare. Like it is like I tried so hard. Like I went back 10, 15, 20 times over the course of like a year to be like, it can't really be as hard to do this as I said. And like I spent $200 on that World Anvil subscription or wherever it was to get nothing. Like I got literally zero out of it. So like for a couple hundred more dollars, you could get. And also like I priced a lot of other maps and like they are not this level of detail.
And with the world building, do you, because some of these look like epic fantasy to me, or like most of them do, but like, do you do stuff that's like a little bit more like, can you do like more modern
You
styles or like sci-fi world building? Like, because I have a couple.
absolutely.
Cool.
So here, I'll just go in. So let's pretend you're in your BookBrush account and you're going to click request a project if you already have your hours. So if what you want is the world building map, you'll just come down here to it's the last one, save the best for last, world building maps, click next. And then this is the questionnaire to fill out. So you're going to name your map. You tell us what size it would be. We need to know your subgenre because that's really going to
Perfect.
help us if it's going to have the sci-fi theme or like sword and sorcery. Lots of things. In fact, I just talked to the designer about somebody wanted one that was almost more cozy.
Like a map of a town or something.
And they were going to add as the stories grew. So it can be more like a neighborhood map, even that kind of thing.
I
So
love
there
that.
we, yep. So we're going to ask you continent, region, city, single location. You can send us in a sketch. Some people have sketched what they have in mind. And then do you want a frame? And if you want a frame, once you, if you say yes, then there's like a little bit more to tell us. And then do you want a compass? Just, and then from, if you want the compass or not, if you want it, we will have it kind of fit your subgenre. So it won't be like an old school historical looking compass if what you're doing is, you know, urban fantasy. And then what era should it represent? So again, that will help us to give it the right look and feel if it has tattered edges or whatever. Here's where you can upload your sketch if that's your thing. It's actually kind of helpful. Doesn't have to be fancy. And then if you have islands, list your islands, list bodies of water, so that can help us put in there. And then this is such a fun question. Do you want clouds over the water? You have to stop and think. People don't even know if they want clouds over the water, you know, when you have that out there. So those kind of things, mountains, detail in the vegetation, and examples of comp maps, you can put those in. So there's really a lot that goes into the map project.
Some
And
would you
then
ask,
there's back and forth as well, right?
yes, and we don't hand draw, just so you know. I mean, they're still going to be created by a designer, but nobody's hand drawing your map.
Before we get to that question, I just have more questions about the world building. So if that's okay, Russell.
Yeah, go for
So I'm wondering, like, so you do world building, do you also do like it's not really world building. I guess I'm just thinking of like other interior styles, like family trees or like, you know, like things like that.
it's so funny you mentioned it because we've just been talking about family trees
Oh,
because
good,
I
because
think
I want one
that
of those.
would go for so many genres too, because then you've got historical, all the historical things. There's all sorts of and paranormal. It could fit that in any of your cozies. You could have all sorts, seven brothers that are doing who knows what. You might need a family tree. So it could fit a lot of different genres and it would be kind of like a map. I feel like it's a map of who's who. So we were just talking about that might be our next thing to add. We literally sit around here thinking, what can we add next?
Okay. Yeah, I have a lot of ideas for like what could be cool interior prints. And I mean, this is just one of those that, you know, world building maps is really cool, but I feel like there are so many other things, like even like leather, you know, like exclusive leathers or like where, you know, and like it's like does, you know, it's like full color leather with handwriting, like little stuff like that I think would be cool too. So,
Yeah,
I
I
don't
want to.
know. I just have lots of ideas.
So a lot of people also. Can I stop your screen share for a second?
Oh,
So I want to
sure.
show you. This is not an Hourly Concepts thing, but because I know a lot of people are like, I have a small cozy town or something like. So a map won't work. Like we got something like this for my father-in-law and mother-in-law several years ago, which is just like, look at how pretty this like kind of map of a town is. Like I'm sure you could do something like this, a map of a city, like. If you so if you if all of your stuff is happening in a much smaller area, but like there are important landmarks and like let's say you have a main street that has like a bunch of shops that like these seven brides and seven brothers all work at or like live around, like you could put little like special things for like where this character met or that character met or something like that. So it doesn't have to be these epic, huge like worlds. It can be I actually think they could be more effective as just like a very small city or town where like a lot of different things happened.
Yeah, I
Exactly. If you need a
agree.
slice of Americana, we can do that for you.
Absolutely. Okay. Sorry for you can put
Oh,
your
no, you're
presentation up,
fine.
but
Yeah,
I think it's hard for a lot of people. It was hard for me until I saw it. I was like, wow, cozy mystery people would love, like this city town, like romance authors or like small town romance authors would love this map. I'd always thought that like maps were of whole worlds, not of cities.
That's kind of where we started, and then we thought, oh no, we can do anything. But yeah, go ahead, Monica.
Yeah, Russell, you had a, I think it was for God's Worst Chronicles, you laid out like the different, I think it was like different planets or different portals or something. Yes. And that is like another thing that I've seen a lot of. I mean, really, there like there's so many graphics like that you can do. Yeah.
I'm going to undo you again just so I can show. There. So like, if you are a portal fantasy author or an author who has a lot of places, I had this planet guide made. This is a timeline because the books don't happen in sequential order. So where each book happened. And so those kinds of things are also like, people love this because for years they asked me like when things were happening in the world. So like they now can like just look and be like, oh, this is happening then in the time from the universe.
Awesome.
Yeah, and someone just said they booked a consult.
All right, can't wait. Come talk to me.
Yeah, so the consult link again, it's writermba.com / hourly concepts, and you do have a limited number of those consults. Is that correct? Especially because I know we talked about, you know, the three of us are all going to be in Inc. So definitely go book one if you're ready to start this month, because there's a limit on
between now and Nink. There's only so many times open, and then we can open up more after, for sure.
Cool. So there's a question from somebody about licensing limitations. So all this stuff is great for Kickstarter. I'm assuming it's about like the merchandising. So is the licensing extended on this, where people can use it on products?
So typically what we say for hourly concepts is anything we create and you order and we give to you, you have 100% ownership of that. So then you can do what you want with that.
Okay. Do you just provide the graphics, or do you also provide the Photoshop files or like the files so that if they wanted to edit it in some way that they would be able to?
You probably wouldn't be able to edit, although you could, you know, upload it in a book brush and put something on top of it. But ideally, it's so perfect, you don't need to do that. But you'll get a PNG or a JPEG, depending what you need. If it's a PDF, something need to be a PDF, so you'll get that. And then, of course, if it's an MP4 going to show the book trailers and the videos here real quick, or the book trailers and the animated book covers. And then I told you it'd probably be 45 minutes in here. I am just rolling on. But
Keep going. No, all right. Fascinating to me.
Two other super popular things that you didn't even maybe know you wanted. One would be an animated book cover. So I'm going to click on one of these. Check it out. It's like 11 seconds long. We take your static book cover and just add some animation to it. This is only a 1 hour project. It's going to come as an MP4. So you can put it on your website. You can put it in a newsletter. You can put it pretty much anywhere you want, except on Amazon, because they don't take an MP4, but maybe someday they will. But these are just some of the examples of that. And it's super cool.
That's really fun. So could you embed this in a, like, essentially on a static background, and then you can post it on like a social platform, right? As long as you make it a video, right?
Yeah. So it's going to come as an MP4. Mm-hmm. And like, we use them as YouTube shorts, just like this. We put them just like this, because it's vertical. It kind of lends itself to the places you put reels and all of those things, because vertical is so popular. And most book covers, I think we have one children's book that's more of a horizontal look, but you could put it within something else. I know, like in Book Brush, if you have the top plan where you create your own book trailers, you can upload your own MP4, so you could combine it with something else. But most of the time, I just see people putting these either on social media. I think this one's super cool. Look, he's gonna wink. It's just cool. So they're either standalone, or you could add them to something. So those are the animated book covers. And then book trailers have been really cool, and I just, those don't embed in there so well. So I made a separate little folder, and I'm going to show you just a couple of these. Let me make sure I shared with sound here, because these have sound and they're really cool. And these are a 3 hour. So hopefully we can hear this. or it's thinking. Let's see, here we go. Those are, I mean, I feel like that's pretty powerful.
I mean, there's no way you could make that in less than 3 hours. Like I've done.
I could not.
I mean, because you have to include like sourcing the audio and like right. That takes at least half an hour to find like audio that is going to work. And there were at least two, if not three audio tracks in there that like mm-hmm. you then like crossfaded across. And right. then you have to find like four or five actual images. Like images that work
stuff, yeah.
And then you have animate to cut the out text. Things together yeah. You have to animate the text and like so it's just it's almost impossible to do that thing, and then you also have to have the concept of what you want
and to have it polished all together. Yeah,
yes.
Here's a different type of genre. I'll play you another one. And let me tell you, it sometimes they're a little glitchy when you're on a live stream like this, but I promise they're super smooth when you have them out in the wild.
If you're watching, if you're listening to this in the podcast, we'll put a link to the where the replay is, Monica. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that people can like
sure.
actually look at it. But the audio sounds really good.
It does. I gotta say that trailer, like, it really kind of sold me on the book.
I mean, that's the whole point. Yeah,
yeah, no, I know that's the whole point. But like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I would have understood the cover as well without the trailer. So that's really cool.
Yeah, so we love book trailers, and then Russell had the really cool idea to maybe pair that with a movie poster, those kind of things. Lots and lots of ideas of things that you can do. So that's basically the things I wanted to show you about Hourly Concepts. I could talk all day, but you know, there's probably other things you want to do on a Friday. So
awesome. Well, yeah. I also want to say that even if you're not doing we talked in our live stream Wednesday about doing like exclusive extra things for direct sales when you're like doing website sales or things like that. So like while all of this stuff is great for a Kickstarter, if you're not like a super Kickstarter human, or you tried it and you're like, now I want to do direct sales, I'll tell you what, like these like A+ things would also probably work on a Shopify store or a WooCommerce store or a Gumroad store. You may have to, I don't know the like whether the sizing would be exactly perfect, but doing these graphical things like also work when you're doing a landing page, and they mm-hmm. work when you're doing a, so all of this stuff is not like you have it for Kickstarter and it only works on Kickstarter. All of these things, especially if you start looking at, like, for instance, the logo design, like let's say you did have a hockey team, because I know like hockey teams are like a big thing in romance, or were a little bit ago, like you had a hockey team logo, and you could say if you buy on my web store, you get like the, like we send you a printable logo of the hockey team, or like we send you the hockey team schedule for the year, and you like make a little graphic, and like you have like the games that the person played, or like whatever that thing is. You can pair these in a lot of different ways. And one of the great things about where we're going, if you've listened to Although, if you've listened to 4 hours, I very much appreciate that you're now on like your sixth hour of listening to us in the past 2 weeks. But when you're thinking about going wide, a lot of the extra work is in creating all of these assets outside of Amazon that work to like run your BookBub ads, and you run your all of these other pieces. Like, you need more graphical elements just to exist as a wide author, especially if you're going aggressively wide, and especially if you want to separate yourself from the other people. Because if you've listened to our Kickstarter course, you know I have like a very simple formula for making a video, which is very basic. I can't use that for direct sales. Like, it's a very basic video that's like, "Hi, I'm Russell," and then it like has just some voiceover of me and then some images that are like not, I would never show that to someone outside of Kickstarter. It like is charming on Kickstarter, but in direct sales, it just doesn't work. And I will tell you, even if you use just that same formula, but instead you drop the movie trailer or the book trailer in the middle of it, like, you could then take that book trailer and pretty much transport it and use it as advertising, use it on your sales page, use it at all sorts of places that you couldn't necessarily use the imagery that you generate for Kickstarter if you're doing it the down and dirty way that I teach in the course.
Well, so the other things like Amazon A+ content, Apple Books actually also allows kind of like, it's not A+ content, but it's similar. So you could take that, the specifications for that, and probably talk to Hourly Concepts and see if they can do that for Apple Books as well. And that's like very rarely used there. The other thing is that I thought was really interesting about this is that y'all also do TikToks, right? So I know you do lots of social ads, but those TikTok ads that are doing well, or the TikTok videos, they seem to be performing well in Facebook ads right now too. So
we do. So we have vertical videos and TikTok videos. They are both 2 hours, I believe, but they're different because the vertical videos themselves are like a little mini book trailer. You know, they're shorter, but they have that kind of look and feel. The TikTok videos feel more organic, and you can either upload a picture of like yourself flipping book pages and we can add to it. If you want to send a video of you dancing around, we can use it. But those have just a different look and feel. So those, if you tell us you want TikTok, we will have it more organic. We're not dancing for you. It'll still be you, but you bring your things in, versus the vertical video feels more like a little tiny book trailer, just a vertical.
That sounds great to me. Cause honestly, I don't mind recording the TikTok video. I hate the editing of the TikTok video that you have to do to like put the words over. I'm just like, like that part takes me forever. Obviously the filming takes you like 20 seconds or whatever. So yeah, that sounds amazing. Somebody like literally, this is not us like being like promotional in any way. Someone literally asked how to book a consultation. So I'm going to say it again. It's writermba.com/hourlyconcepts, no spaces in there. And when you go to that link, it's kind of a short link that directs you to a longer link. You're going to see Kathleen's calendar. You can book some time on her calendar. There are limited spots through September just due to travel. And then after that, it would be later on. And
but
so
let me mention, the design team isn't going anywhere. I'm traveling. Your projects will still be going on. So once you have your hours purchased, things will keep rolling.
Cool.
And if you're going to be at NINC, if you're on the call and you're going to be at NINC, so will all of us. We can talk about all of this stuff down there as well. And seriously, I can't think of one human who doesn't have at least one part of the graphic process that they don't want to do. Like, professional graphics people don't want to do all of the graphics. Like, I have friends that make their own book covers and make their own everything, and they still like farm out some piece of it that they don't like. A lot of my friends farm out all of it, especially if you're talking about what, $25 an hour. Like, I mean, it is very, very, very affordable to like to take back that part of your time. Like, me and Monica have to have a conversation about whether we're going to use this for like our campaign, because I don't want to do any of the parts of this for our campaign.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah, I think like a couple other things, like we talked about the turnaround time, but it's so hard to find designers who will do a turnaround time that fast. It's so hard to like just get people to respond sometimes even. And just to be able to like know that, hey, I paid my money, my graphics are actually coming, they're gonna be good, I'm gonna hit my deadlines, like all of that is like, I can't like overstate like how valuable that is. And that's on top of like what's already like pretty amazing pricing for these things that if you don't know how to make your money back on them, like we teach you how to make your money. Like right. If you're like, I don't know how to afford that Kickstarter package. It's like, we literally, that's what we teach. And so we know that you can actually make your money back very like quite quickly on there with best practices in Kickstarter or in direct sales. Or, you know, the other thing we haven't really mentioned is subscriptions. The hourly concepts, having that kind of subscription membership is great. If you are trying to do like Patreon or Ream and you're doing the higher tiers and you have to have like new graphics and stuff for your products every single month or something, yep. Like this is something that could more easily empower that. And I know like I wouldn't even want to touch doing like any sort of physical merchandise in a subscription without like some sort of way to produce that graphic content.
Yeah, absolutely. And also like just going wide, like we talk about direct, but like just like on the wide side, like every retailer has their own slightly different specifications. And if you have success, whether you have success or you fail at BookBub ads the first time, you still need consistently to have more ads. Like the biggest thing that like if you have a winning ad, it will only be winning for a finite amount of time and you will need to consistently generate. I mean, I know people that generate 30, 50, 100 new ads a month with like different, slightly different graphics and slightly different texts. And you just, I don't know, like that might seem appealing to you for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months, but at some point you're just going to be like, I'm so sick of looking at this book cover. Yeah. Like just you get sick of looking at the book cover. And you're like, I can't look at this. I can't come up with one more way to talk trying about to same book.
Exactly. It's trying to talk about and like represent graphically that book again, after you've already exhausted some of your best ideas is really helpful for.
Yeah. And it's great because I saw especially when you have a series that won those two, the thing that was besides the map, and the Boom Movie Trailer, the thing that I really loved was that you had the series branding for the A+ content across the series. And like, it's very hard to do that 5 times and find something that like, eventually you run out of colors and you're like, okay, I've used like 6 colors. And now how do I, like, I'm out of like how to make this work well, mm-hmm. consistently. And then, you know, once you get through, if you have success for like a year, you've now run out of a cover's viability. You need to like redo a cover rebrand every year, or like you need to put out a different box set. And it's just, it's like an endless stream of, endless stream of graphics and graphical things you must do. In fact, the reason why I don't have any of my books on Amazon right now or any of the retailers is really because like, I can't suffer through doing all of the ads on a consistent basis. Even with a Platinum BookBrush account, you still have to go in there and generate it all for you.
Yes, I agree. I mean, like, definitely if you have more than a handful of books, like this is just such a no-brainer in my opinion. So anyway, I don't know how much we have, Kathleen. I don't know if you have anything else you wanted to share. Please share it now. Otherwise, I'll just give people the link again. And
I think that was pretty much everything. I just wanted to show off all the cool things and have a fun chat.
Well, thank you so much for doing this and for coming into our community and sharing all of this with people. Definitely book a call with Kathleen to learn more. It's writermba.com/hourlyconcepts. You can get to her calendar. She's opened up extra space on her calendar just for us and just for our community through this link. So definitely book something with her. And again, the spots are limited, so it would be good to book it now if you can.
Yes, we
Plus,
are talking
the sooner
about
you book, the sooner we get started on your stuff, and the sooner you have it.
Absolutely, and 100%. Like, you, if you're on this call now, like, go and book a consult. At least it is free, and you can then get at least get some scope of like what they can do. Because I mean, like I said before, like it's a very easy product to use on the like as a self-serve, but like it is like butter to use. Just tell them what they want to do, and we all know how great BookBub is. So at least take advantage of the free consult. And Kathleen, I look so forward to seeing you at NAINC.
Yeah,
in person. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thanks everyone for coming. I will stop the recording now.